I'm Jeff Booth, and this is Faith Friday here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. This week we're looking at the problem of crazy and religion, and how you can't tell the difference between someone who is just overly fervent in their faith and the people who are just batshit crazy and the people who are con men. Not that the three are mutually exclusive, but I think we've got a real problem where certain elements of the Christian religious faiths just seem totally out of their mind crazy. Now, let's start with a man that we know is a con man. He has been arrested and put in jail for doing his conning. Jim Baker. And he got out of jail early for good behavior. Now he's doing really, really bad behavior. Now, I believe, and this is my personal opinion, that Jim Baker is both crazy, and we know he's a con man. Whether he's fervent in his faith, I'm not so sure. But look at what he just said. And I don't really know whether Baker is truly anti-abortion, or he talks about that because it brings the money in. I just don't know. But he said, when interviewing Janet Porter, and she's a whole another long topic of crazy. Anyway, I'm quoting Jim Baker. He said, "I told you the other day about a story. Someone said they asked God, 'Why haven't we had a cure for cancer?' And he said back, 'I gave you two scientists that had the cure, and both of them were aborted.' I'm going to give that a second to rattle around in your head, because that's just so frighteningly crazy. First of all, hey, I had a friend. He talks to God, and God talks right back to him. In my experience, the people who say, 'Yes, I hear voices,' they have a medical psychiatric condition. But here's the thing from a Christian perspective. What an idiot God. I mean, he's supposed to know everything that's going on, past and future. He's supposed to know what's going to happen. That's the Christian belief in an all-knowing God. So, knowing what's going to happen, he sends us to baby scientists. But if he knows everything, he would know they were going to be aborted, so why would he send them? Very, very confusing. And I thought we had some measure of free will. I didn't know you were born as a baby to be a scientist with the knowledge of how to cure cancer. I did not think that's how it works. And it seems to me that anybody who thinks that is how it works is so divorced from reality that we would call them crazy. But there is a lot of crazy if we define it as being totally divorced from reality. Now, many of these self-labeled Christians will say that they're divorced from reality, that they believe in a higher reality, and that all the stuff going on here on Earth, just nonsense, it's not real. The only thing that's important is the higher reality. But in so doing, they often completely reject what we generally call objective reality. The reality that we all share and can confirm. You can come over and knock on my door, and it's going to go dunk, dunk, dunk. And if I knock on the door, it's going to go dunk, dunk, dunk. And everybody who comes and knocks on my door, it's going to go dunk, dunk, dunk. Because that's an objective reality. It's a solid wood door. But there are Christians who don't believe in objective reality. And here's my argument. People who don't believe in objective reality are crazy by the standard definition of not being crazy is that you accept that there's some reality in the world. Here's a big surprise to me. I just found out that Judith Reisman is a Liberty University professor. Now, we've talked a lot about her over the years as a religious crackpot. She showed up in our sex science segments quite often because she's a radical anti-LGBTQ activist, and she's really, really crazy. She presents herself as a scientist, which she is not, and she has all these crazy theories about pornography and gay people. They're all pseudoscience. They're not based on anything that we would call science. But she's held up highly in certain Christian circles. And now this happened just a few days ago. It's how I happened to notice it. It came up in my news feed. She was on a show, and she was talking about Pizzagate. If you haven't heard about that, it's a theory that top-level Democrats, including Hillary Clinton, are involved in a big child pedophilia scandal that takes place in the basement of a pizza restaurant. And then a guy went in and shot the place up and demanded that the kids be released from the basement, but the building doesn't have a basement. Judith Reisman claims to be, you know, kind of a sex expert, but she's just way out there on the fringes, probably the biggest crackpot amongst all the anti-sex crackpots. And she said, "I definitely know the ring exists. I believe that this whole Pizzagate issue is worthy of FBI investigation. It's time to stop the thinking or wondering or talking about it, and it's time to investigate the reality of this. There is no reality of it. There's no big pedophile ring run out of the basement of a pizza parlor. It's nuts." But she's research professor and director of the Child Protection Institute, and this is what they hold up in certain Christian circles as a scientist. But she's crazy as a loon. She's not really a scientist, and objective reality is not really her thing. But that is the key to science. But objective reality is really, really annoying to people who have crazy belief systems. Now, I think it's bizarre that certain parts of the Christian community have hopped on board the climate change denial bandwagon. I don't get that, because it really has absolutely nothing to do with the Christian faith, and seems kind of opposite of it as the caretaker position. So to hold that position, they basically have to deny objective reality, and then you've got the people who believe that, you know, the story of Adam and Eve is literally true, and that the story of the Noah's Ark is literally true, so they twist and contort reality to try to make those stories plausible when they're not. Every area of science agrees that the world is a whole heck of a lot older than 6,000 years. But you've got an awful lot of Christians clinging to this rejection of reality, and kind of explains why they make such bad decisions as voters and are so easily duped by politicians. And this turning away from objective reality encouraged by the religious faith explains why evangelicals are so solidly in Donald Trump's corner, even though he is almost the opposite of everything the Bible tells them they should believe in. An awful lot of Christians hold literally medieval beliefs about Satan. They fear Satan around every corner, controlling the lives of themselves and other people. This is a very ancient belief, but I think it's very toxic and profoundly irrational. And it's one of the reasons that some aspects of Christianity are so irrational. They're in constant fear and panic about what Satan is about to do to them or what Satan is about to make other people do. It sort of snatches away the whole idea of free will and people taking personal responsibility for the horrible things that they do. And look, I don't buy into the whole there's Satan around every corner belief system, but I do think that it can be a toxic belief when it makes you crazy, and I think it does that for a lot of people. You got stuff coming out of the American Family Association, where two of their top leaders, the president, Tim Wildman, and the vice president, Ed Vitaglino, where they railed against the secular, progressive, materialistic worldview based in evolution. In other words, they're railing against reality. It was basically saying that people believe in science are waging a war against God and his divine order. And Tim Wildman said, "So you think this is basically satanic?" And the VP said, "When any individual or community or nation, any culture, ignores God or refuses to honor him and give him the glory he deserves, then the Bible makes clear in Romans 1 that they are then given over to a deepening darkness and depravity." So you get what he's saying there, right? It's every non-Christian country is depraved, and those that aren't Christian enough for him are depraved. And what were they so worked up about? Girl Scouts getting into the Boy Scouts. Then you have the 1 million moms telling their parents to keep their kids out of school during the Day of Silence, which is a protest against gay bullying. Well, I think that was a gift. At least they get one day where people who bully gays don't go to school. You have Tony Perkins of the hate group The Family Research Council begging for money so that they can stop public school students from attending events with same-sex dates. It's just weird to me that the crazy and the hate seem to go together. You have Mary McAllister, who's a senior litigation counsel for Liberty Counsel, the horrific anti-gay organization. She wants children to not go to sex ed classes, where she says they're experimenting on our kids, and we need to stop the satanic sexualization of our children and the destruction of their family. It's evil. It's absolutely evil. And then she blames it all on Satan and his minions. And I absolutely believe that that kind of worldview makes you crazy. And being crazy can make you do really evil things.